Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, our top story tonight, President Ramaphosa's latest State of the Nation address, placing strong emphasis on private capital as a key driver of economic growth, job creation and infrastructure development. All well and good, with structural reforms and public-private partnerships gaining momentum, the role of venture capital and private investment in unlocking economic potential, I would suggest, has never been more critical. But is the policy environment evolving fast enough to support this? What needs to change in order to encourage investment, particularly in high-growth sectors and, I imagine, small business? So let's explore some of those issues. I'm joined tonight by Tshepiso Kobile, who is Chief Executive Officer of the Southern African Venture Capital Association. Tshepiso, a very warm welcome to you. So the key takeaways from your perspective from SONA for the private capital market, how encouraged were you?
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on the show. I think your introduction was spot on. The president definitely touched on a number of topics that, in my mind, align very well with the work that we do and the advocacy that we have been busy about with at SAFCA with regard to private equity, private debt, and venture capital. In specifically, he touched on a number of areas that fall within the banner of interventions that would drive sustainable growth and job creation. He spoke about infrastructure, which, as we all know, is an area where we have been underinvesting over a number of years as a country. And that has become apparent in the growth of our country. And it's an area where we have been highlighting over the last year or so that given the large quantums of capital that are needed, it cannot be funded through the fiscus alone. It's definitely an area that requires private sector investment. And private equity and private debt have proven over the years that they are well positioned to plug that gap and well positioned to act as that conduit for local institutional capital into infrastructure. We saw, for example, that in 2023, about 40% of investments that were being made by our members were actually into the infrastructure and energy sectors. President also touched on employment creation, and we know that we live in a country where, according to the stats, our SMMEs contribute about 36% to GDP, yet employ over 60% of our workforce. And we've always argued that that's where employment creation is going to come from. So when you're talking about an asset class here that actually is channeling capital into the growth of SMMEs, giving them expansion capital, that, of course, makes a compelling reason for why we should take this asset class seriously from a regulatory point of view and create an enabling environment for capital to flow into it and for those funds to then channel that capital into businesses.
Fair enough. So a far more benign and more positive environment, but the challenge, I guess, is for South Africa to find ways of better unlocking domestic institutional capital to complement international investment. And I think the argument is that there's been something of an understandable reluctance to do that in the past.
I wouldn't place it on just reluctance alone, Jeremy, to be honest. If I reflect on the conversations that we have been having as an advocacy body with various stakeholders that are involved in private markets, I think it touches on a number of areas. So firstly, there's the history. We definitely can't deny the fact that over a number of years, we had international aid agencies playing a critical role in the private equity space. It was a very new asset class for a lot of our investors. They didn't understand it very well. And so we needed the DFIs who have had exposure to it in the more developed markets to then take on that catalytic role. Now, added to that, with that asset class still being relatively nascent in our environment, there's a lot of education that has had to go into helping our institutional investors understand it better and be comfortable with its risk profile and what it means for them, given that they do have responsibilities ultimately to their beneficiaries. Been a lot of education that needed to happen in that space as well, added to that research that would enable better decision making by them.
Sapisa, let me ask you what I think might be a key question. It's early stage companies, people who have started a business and it's in a nascent stage. How do they gain faster access to capital and therefore opportunity? And what obstacles still stand in their space? Because if you unlock that pipeline, it's going to improve aspects like infrastructure investment, surely.
I think certainly one of the key areas, and this was also alluded to in the SONA, that where we have seen a gap, if one talks about early stage companies specifically and how one moves them along that life cycle to a point where they are able to then capture or be at a stage where they are VC ready. There isn't sufficient capital in those relatively early parts of their life cycle. South Africa doesn't have as thriving an angel community as other areas do. So it was interesting to see that an innovation fund, for example, is being mooted, but we want more detail, you know, because what you want to see is the extent to which that fund becomes complementary to the VC funds that are already there, understand the complexities, et cetera. So what that capital is then meant to do is to then be catalytic in nature and move those deals to a point where they become VC ready. So that's the first intervention. The second one, I think, is that we actually do need to have a more balanced understanding of risk, I think, as a country. We find, for example, that South African institutional investors are still quite risk-averse, and the same has been said about banks and others. But they're quite risk-averse when it comes to dipping their toes into VC, for example. You know, whereas we're seeing momentum on private equity, private debt, certainly in the early stages, they're still not as keen to get involved there. But I think that is a function of lack of information and understanding around the asset class, which to some extent possibly may have been driven by the fact that the institutional investors maybe are seeing what is reported in more developed markets around asset stripping and what these fund managers do, etc., which is completely not what happens in our environment. So there may be that information gap as well.
And that's where we are going to leave it for this evening, a very valuable perspective on private investment in South Africa, particularly as that infrastructure build project becomes more and more critical. Tsepiso Kubile, thank you very much indeed, Chief Executive Officer of the Southern African Venture Capital Association.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.